Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart composed more than 600 works during his brief but brilliant career. His symphonies, choral music, and operas are, of course, classic, but you might not know this one. This concerto in G major is one of two pieces recently identified as Mozart compositions. He is thought to have written them when he was about 7 years old. They were premiered yesterday in Salzburg, the Austrian city where Mozart was born, which is also the answer to our geoquiz. The newly identified Mozart music turned up in the archive of the International Mozarteum Foundation. Ulrich Leisinger is director of research there and the man who pegged the music to Mozart.
You really get a feeling that the young boy knew something.
That's for sure. He sort of put everything out there at age 7. He didn't hold back because this is incredibly technically proficient.
It's much more demanding than you would expect from a keyboard piece, and therefore we are sure that it cannot be Leopold, who would have been much more economic if he had written this type of piece.
Now, Leopold Mozart is the young Wolfgang Mozart's father, and could it have been that the two were kind of sitting down at the piano with Mozart's sister as well, Maria Anna, you know, saying, hey, let's do something together?
I think it's mainly Wolfgang's music alone, because there are some things that are really so weird that an experienced composer would not have done them himself. And it's one of the really interesting aspects of Leopold that from a very early stage on, he did not want to interfere what his son did. He made minor adjustments, we can see this in the left-hand part, but overall he let it go and he tried to transcribe it as literally as possible. So that's really young Mozart alone, I'm fairly convinced.
I guess we all know that he was a child prodigy. What have you learned through this piece about him beyond
that? There was a gap in our knowledge because the young Mozart started with miniature dance movements, which are not really difficult neither to play nor to understand. But at age 9, he presented his first symphony, and something was missing between these two sides, so to speak.
Huh.
And this concerto movement is really the first really technically demanding and ambitious thing, and so it helps us to understand better these new forms.
Do you know what was happening in Mozart's life, Wolfgang Mozart's life at the time?
Yeah, we are fairly sure that these pieces originated from the grand tour that led them through France, the Netherlands, and London.
And he was playing then for world leaders.
Yes, they were on a concert tour. We have several nice portraits of the time, and we know that the young boy was really short, and he was sitting on his chair on the harpsichord, and he apparently did a marvelous job, was absolutely self-confident, and we have this nice anecdote, for example, that at the Viennese court, that would be 2 years earlier, he requested that the Hofklaviermeister, so the harpsichord teacher of the emperor's children, should come turn pages because he knows how to do it. And on the other hand, we know that he was a very outgoing child, and so he played along with Marie Antoinette, and even offered or asked her to marry him.
Smart young man.
Yes.
By the way, did she, I assume she said no.
She probably did not even consider it too seriously, no.
That's great.
But she should rather have married him than ending on the guillotine in Paris.
Yes, exactly.
In 1793.
Perhaps the outcome for her would have been better if she had said yes. Dr. Ulrich Leisinger, the director of the research department at the International Mozarteum Foundation. Thank you.
Goodbye.
We close our program today with pianist Florian Bursak performing the newly identified Mozart Prelude in G major on harpsichord. Mozart wrote it when he was just about 7 or maybe 8 years old. That's it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.